People always find a way to make music, crafting instruments out of materials at hand. Drums, stringed instruments, and flutes all have their variants around the world with sonorities unique to their region. This weekend brings a rare opportunity to hear the music of the Himalayas, a part of the world that, despite its remoteness, is rich with cross-cultural influences. Two of the musicians, Anna Sturr and Ram Kumar Singh, are with us this morning, and Anna is going to introduce us to some remarkable music. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
How did you get interested in this music?
Oh, it's a very long story, but the short story is that as soon as I got to Nepal, I heard so many different diverse sounds. And so for the last 15, 16 years, I've been trying to make sense of them.
Diverse sounds, in a way, because a lot of different influences are at play, right?
That's true. Yeah, Nepal is incredibly diverse, and there are many, many different ethnic groups and also just different regional musical styles. So the exhibit that we have at the East-West Center right now is called Mountain Minorities, and there are two different ethnic groups that are featured there. So you get to go there and see some of their instruments as well as other aspects of their material culture. And there are videos and audio clips of that, but we play totally different things.
Did you have Western musical training before you took up these instruments?
I did.
So was it a huge stretch, a departure for you?
Perhaps not as big of a stretch as you might think, but the culture of performing was different.
I would imagine.
Yeah, musically, not so different.
Uh-huh. Well, we want to make sure we leave time for a couple of music samples. So let's hear your instrument and Ram's instrument as well. Ram has a wooden flute called what?
It's called bansuri.
And my drum here, it's a double-headed barrel drum called the madal.
Uh-huh. Well, go ahead and play us something.
All right.
That was lovely. Anna, you know, one of the things that strikes me about that music is that the use of the drum as a tonal center, right, as a tonal reference, because really the musical bed was coming from the percussion instrument, right, from the drum.
That's right.
And it sets up a kind of a drone over which he was playing. Was that improvised?
Yes. There's a beat that we're both playing.
Right.
That beat is called Kali. Mm-hmm. And he was improvising on a song.
Uh-huh.
Ram, what's the name of the song that you were playing?
It is Urle Raunda Gandaki Ko Phelle.
So that means the water of the Gandaki River is swelling, rising and swelling.
Well, Anna, you're going to sing for us, but you need to switch instruments before we do that, right?
That's right, yeah.
So describing your drum, it's about, what, a foot and a half long, fairly narrow, with where you tap at both sides, and you have the two sides of the drums tuned to an octave in this case. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the very... I was surprised when you first played it to hear how resonant the sound was for such a little instrument. I would think it would have to be a big booming drum, but let's hear some singing in that style as well.
ta koda kalo topi kalai ta koda no bole ni hasi deo ke bota lari lari lai lari lari lai yo jo vantim lai ho sadai bhari lai kalo topi kalai ta koda kalo topi kalai ta koda no bole ni hasi deo ke bota lari lari lai lari lari lai yo jo vantim lai ho sadai bhari lai lari lari lai yo jo vantim lai ho sadai bhari lai yo jo vantim lai ho sadai bhari lai.
That was a really lovely melody. You know, I could really hear that melody coming from the flute as well. It's sort of, it's very similar, and in the way you bent some of the pitches as well, right?
Yes, and the way that we play flute in Nepali and other Himalayan music, we have big holes, so we can actually cover the holes with our fingers and bend the pitches.
You kind of let you back off the hole just a little bit, let a little air in, shifting
right.
the pitch around.
Mm-hmm. And as you move your finger over the hole, then you get a nice slide. You
get that kind of a little bit of that hand vibrato.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful sound. It's really it's lovely to get a chance to hear that. And it's remarkably accessible to Western ears. I think it would surprise some people how easily you can pick up on the rhythms and the melodies. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in.
Thank you very much. It's really great to be here.
Anastur and Ram Kumar Singh, part of the ensemble that will perform music of the Himalayas Saturday and Sunday at the East-West Center's Emin Center, Jefferson Hall. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.